It was 2007, and the 66-year-old Florida investor had just put all his retirement savings into real estate. "Why doesn't everybody buy real estate?" he asked me. "I just bought a house for $149K. I got a 3% 3-1 ARM. Sure, it's just a fixed rate for the first 3 years. After that, rates could go way up every year. But I don't care. I'm going to flip it fast. It's going to cost me $3,500 to paint, add new wall-to-wall, and plant some flowers. I'll flip it in 6 months for $219K. Want to bet? Just watch me. I'm making another offer on an estate sale tomorrow before it gets listed. I know the old lady's son-in-law. He says the family just wants out. It's going to cost me about $250K, but I'll be able to sell it for twice that in a year. What sucks is the bank is getting nervous about the loans on my house and my other two properties. But I've got to buy this one. I think I'll talk to one of those mortgage companies that has ads on TV. I've never tried one of those before, but I need to get some more money." In literature, tragedies always begin on sunny days. No thunder, ominous drum beats, or creepy organ music. Just sunshine, the sense of well-being woos you, then overwhelms you. It draws you in and makes you feel relaxed. It's a total setup. The cycle from hubris to humility is rife with peril and possibility. Complacency sets in. Arrogance builds, reaching a crescendo at the most dangerous moments. Then painfully, these feelings devolve into humility, self-doubt, and even hopelessness. Is anyone totally immune? I doubt it. All of us can fall victim to this waxing and waning between insecurity and absolute certainty, the arrogance cycle. Yes, anyone. But all is not lost. Recognizing the way the psyche functions and maintaining an awareness of your own emotional bias could spell the difference between gazillion-dollar gains or a pathetic plummet